拜神。
Thanks to Lord's mercy that we are able to come here today to observe the Holy Sabbath and to worship Him.
啊，今天早上想要用当救助己脱离这个世代，给我们互相勉励。
This morning, I'd like to use the topic of "Please save yourself from this generation" as a topic for mutual encouragement.
所罗门王说，我们人生在这个世界上好像在一个舞台上一样。
King Solomon mentioned that while we're living on this earth, it's like being on the stage.
他说一代过去啊，一代又来。
One generation passes, and then another generation comes.
他说这个大地好像一个舞台一样。
So this earth is like a stage.
啊，人出生来以后啊，就来到这个世界。
Human beings are born into this world.
啊，就走上了这个舞台。
And have stepped onto the stage.
啊，每一个人所演的角色都不一样。
And every one of us has a different role.
啊，经过了七八十年、一百年呐，啊，人都会过去。
After 70, 80, 100 years, we all pass away.
到一天呐，人生命结束了，啊，就下台了。
Until one day our life ends, this is when we leave the stage.
他说一般的舞台啊，有时候你下来还可以再上去演一演呢、啊。
On the normal stage, you may go off for a bit and then come back onto the stage.
但是人生的舞台啊，不管你怎么演，就是一次。
But on the stage of life, no matter how you perform your role, you only have one chance.
所以我们应当对人生的意义啊，跟价值应当有正确的认识。
And therefore, we must have the correct understanding of the meaning to life and the value of life.
我们知道过去有一些哲学家。
We know that in the past, there are many philosophers.
啊，他们在说人生啊，存在这个世界好像没有什么意义。
And they've commented that there's really no meaning to life.
啊，像那个法国的哲学家尼采哈。
Such as Nietzsche from the he's a the
French philosopher. 他说人生啊，不在世界上根本就是多余的，没有意义的。
He says that life on this earth is useless. There's no meaning.
因为你不晓得啊，你怎么进到这个世界来
？Because you do not understand how you enter into this world.
啊，也不晓得来到这个世界到底目的在哪里。
And you don't know what the purpose of you coming into this world is.
所以呢，举一个例子说啊。好像一个小小的船呐、啊，在那个汪洋大海当中在那飘荡。
So he gave an example that life is just like a little boat that's kind of wandering in the big ocean.
啊，因为知道说啊，当然有时候遇到大风啦、啊，这个船就会翻过去。
And there are times when storms come and so severe to the degree that it would tilt the boat.
啊，那个他不晓得方向啊，也不晓得为什么存在这个大海当中。
This boat is lost in the ocean, not knowing why it was there to begin with.
啊，没有意义的在那边飘荡，到有一天呐、啊，就翻覆掉了。
Did not have any meaning, nor goal, in that ocean, and one day it just.
所以他们认为人生啊，活在世界上是没有意义、没有价值的。
So to him, there's really no meaning to life, no meaning to living here.
但是我们拜神的人呐、啊，我们晓得人为什么活在这个世界上。
But for those who believe and worship God, we know why humans are on this earth.
人活在世界上的意义跟价值在哪里
？We know the meaning and the value of living on this earth.
啊，所以我们对我们人生啊有一个盼望，而且有正确的目标跟价值。
And therefore, we have a hope for in life, and also we have the correct value for life.
我们看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
使徒行传十七章的二十六节。
Acts 17:26.
使徒行传十七章二十六节。
Acts 17:26.
他从一本造出万族的人。住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的连线和所住的疆界。二十七节
，Verse 27，
要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得，即使他离我们个人不远。二十八节
，28，
说我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。啊，就如你们宙斯的，有人说我们也是他所生的。这是古时候有一个传道人叫做保罗。
So there's an ancient apostle, his name is Paul.
啊，他传道到雅典的时候。
He was preaching, and when he preached to Athens,
看到雅典人啊，因为希腊人的文明很进步。
He saw that the Greeks have very advanced civilization.
所以他们很希望啊，能够吸收一些新的知识。
So they really hope to the Greeks really want to receive new knowledge.
所以他们听到保罗在传讲啊，信耶稣的道理。
So once they heard that Paul was preaching the gospel of believing in Christ,
他们就很稀奇啊，就请保罗叫到一个地方，叫做亚肋巴谷啊，是一个很大的广场。
They were very curious to hear what he would say, so therefore David invited Paul to Areopagus, which is a large field.
我十二月的时候啊，去年十二月的时候有到雅典去。
Last December, I actually did go travel to Athens.
因为我们那边有一些弟兄姊妹就在雅典那边在那边租地方在聚会。
And we have some brothers and sisters who live in Athens and had these services.
那个地方刚好很接近这个亚肋巴谷。
And since where we had the service was very close to Areopagus.
所以我们一个早上很早就到那个附近就去逛一逛。
So very early in the morning, we actually took a field trip and toured the area.
现在那个希腊的文化部就在那个地方。
And actually the Greek's cultural department is located there.
旁边是一个公园是一个很大的一个山坡的一个广场。
There's a park right next to it, and there's also a hill.
所以说，保罗可以站在那里向众人演讲。
So essentially, we can imagine Paul standing there speaking to the multitude.
因为犹太人他们拜很多的神像。
犹太人。
这个希腊人他们拜很多的神像。
These Greeks, because they worship many gods and goddesses.
希腊的神庙相当有名啊。
And their temples are quite famous.
他们那个建筑都是非常的高大，前面都有好多的那个大柱子啊。
I'm sure some of you have seen all the pictures of the Greek temples. There's a great columns and just great buildings infrastructure.
他们有拜宙斯啦，就是他们的男神哈。
They worship Zeus.
或者是拜那个雅典娜是他们的女神。
They worship the goddess Athena.
所以他们那个神像非常的多。
And they have many statues of these gods and goddesses.
保罗说他在街上游行的时候看到他们一个神坛写一个不认识的神。
And so Paul recorded that as he was just walking, he saw an altar that has an inscription to an unknown god.
因为他们虽然拜那么多那么多神
So even though they worship so many gods and goddesses,
但他们怕说可能有一位非常伟大的神我们不认识他，我们没有拜他。
They're afraid that even though they worship so many gods and goddesses, they're afraid they've missed out on the one great god that they do not yet recognize.
所以他们就是一个不认识的神。
Therefore, they inscribed to an unknown god.
在那边拜。
And worship this unknown god.
后来保罗就跟他们讲说其实你们拜那么多神那个都是塑造的，人家把它雕塑出来的。
So then Paul instructed them, you worship all these gods and goddesses, but they are all created by man.
我告诉你们一位我们应当敬拜但是你们不晓得拜的神。
But he wants to tell them about this one God whom they should worship, but they have not come to know.
说就是创造宇宙造我们人类的神。
And this is the God who's created the universe and the God who's created human beings.
这位神跟我们人有非常密切的关系。
And this God actually has close relationship to mankind.
他一开始借着尘土造一个人叫做亚当。
In the beginning, he used the soil and created a man named Adam.
然后造亚当的配偶夏娃。
Then he created Adam's spouse, Eve.
然后借着他们生养全部的人类。
And through this couple, they were able to bring offspring, give birth to the rest of mankind.
所以说神从一个根本然后造出所有万族的人。
So from a very basic, from the ancestor of mankind, he created the rest of mankind.
把所造的人就安住在这个地面上，地球上。
And he's placed human beings onto this earth.
他说 一个人要出生之前要活几岁，要住在哪里呀、啊？不是自己决定，而是神给我们安排。
And that we're before a person is born, wherever this person will be born at, and how long will the person live? All of this has been preset and planned by God.
所以人活在这个世界呀、啊，不是无意义的存在。
So therefore, human beings, the living on this earth is not meaningless. The existence is not meaningless.
而是由一位伟大的神呐、啊。啊，创造我们，啊，让我们生活在地面上。
But rather, there's this great and amazing God who's created us so that we can place us on this earth.
因为我们人啊，什么时候要出生，要活多久，要住在哪里，不是我们自己的决定。
Our birthday, how long we're going to live, or where we're going to live, none of this is determined by ourselves.
因为背后有一位造我们啊，掌管我们命运的神。
Because behind all of this, there is a God who's not only created us, but also has hold of our life.
所以神造我们的目的啊，说就是我们让我们去寻找那位神。
So the purpose of God creating us is so that we may go seek for that God.
啊，因为他是所有万物的根源。
Because he's the source of everything.
啊，我们都是他所生的啊，所以我们要去找到这位啊，掌管我们命运的神。
Because we are all created by Him, we must go search for the God who's created us.
所以人生的目的啊，第一个就是要寻找神来敬拜。
So the purpose, the first purpose of life on earth is to seek for God and to worship God.
这是人当尽的本分。
And this is our a very basic responsibility.
也是我们人生啊福气的来源。
It is also the source of our blessing.
因为你找到了这位神呐、啊。我们的生活就有依靠。
Because once you found this God, then we have someone to rely on.
我们就有平安，有喜乐的生活。
And we'll be able to receive peace and joy and have a peaceful
life. 我们的人生啊，就有盼望。
And our life will be filled with hope.
因为我们知道啊，这位神造我们啊，将来我们就是要回到神那里去。
Because we know that this God has created us, and in the end, we will return to God.
So, 让我们知道说啊，我们人活在世界上是有意义的，有盼望，有价值的。
So, this let us know that living on this earth, we do, there is meaning to living, and we have hope.
啊，所以我们应当啊，了解我们人生的意义。
This is why we must try to understand the meaning of life.
我们看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 90.
十二节
Psalm 90 verse 12
诗篇九十篇的十二节
Psalm 90 verse 12
九十篇十二节
Psalm 90 12
说求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子好叫我们得着智慧的心那这是以色列的民族救星啊摩西所讲的话
So here, this verse is written by Moses, who is the savior of the Israelites.
他说人的一生啊，大概是七八十岁。
So he says that, you know, we can live to 70, 80 years.
啊，但是人生非常短暂啊，啊，最后就过去了。
But life is very short and it can pass by really quickly.
啊，所以我们不管是和七八十岁、一百岁啊，人生讲起来都是短暂的。
So regardless of how long we live, be it 70 years old or 100 years, life could fly by quickly.
最近看了一个资料。
I saw this piece of information.
美国人的平均寿命 79.3 岁。
The average lifespan of Americans is 79.3.
啊，日本人的寿命大概平均最长83岁。
And the Japanese probably have the highest average lifespan, which is around 83 years.
啊，但是说啊，现在世界上活超过100岁的人现在渐渐多。
And the statistics also show that there's an increasing amount of people who are now living past 100 years old.
啊，在美国最多啊。
And actually,
大概有17万人超过100岁。
Oh, there's actually over 170,000 of 100 years old and older folks living in the United States.
啊，在几个礼拜前啊，在那个中部有一个州啊。
And a few weeks ago, in this Midwest,
有一个议会的警卫退休。
There's a 地位的
Congress.
A congressman?
不是。 security.
Oh, there's a security guard of the Congress who retired.
啊，为什么变成新闻啊？ 因为年纪很大， 102岁。
And why did it make it into the news? Because he's already 102 years old.
他退休的时候说，我现在还年轻啊，我现在要开始过退休的生活。
So when he retired, he made an announcement. I'm still young. I'm ready to enjoy my retirement.
这是大概几个礼拜前的新闻。
This is news from a few weeks back.
但是同样的新闻里面也谈到说，有一个世界上年纪最大的人，李氏。
In the similar time frame, there's also another news article that talks about the passing away of the world's oldest living
122岁
man or woman who lived to 122 years.
所以虽然说有时候我超过100岁，但实际上现在的人的年龄最高是122岁。
So even though we have over 170,000 folks in the U.S. who are over 100 years old, but we now know the longest living human being is
所以摩西那个时代的平均年龄大概70到80。
So even in the time of Moses, their average lifespan was about 70, 80 years old.
从我们现在人的寿命啊，平均也是大概是这样，80岁左右。
That's actually the average for human beings today as well, around 80 years old.
就是活到100岁以上啊，要活到120岁以上就很难了。
But then living past 100 or especially past 120 is quite difficult.
他说好像飞鸟最后一飞就过去了。So
they say that life is just like a bird flying past.
他说摩西求神说，神啊，让你成为一个智慧人。
But here Moses asks that to
让我成为一个智慧的人。
As to let him gain a heart of wisdom.
让我能够数算我们的人生。
So that he could number his days.
让我们知道说人生很短暂，我们怎么样善用我们人生。 过一个积极、有益、充实的人生。
So it really let us recognize how to count, number our days so that we may live a very meaningful life at every moment.
所以我们人生要正视这个问题。
And so we must view this topic with a very correct attitude.
人生很短暂，一代过去，一代又来。
Life is very short. One generation passes away, another generation comes.
而且我们现在所处的世界，可以说是在整个世界的末了。
And especially the generation, the world that we are in today, we can say is towards the end of times.
当然有一个传教士，最近一直在宣传。
And we know that there is a preacher who's been preaching.
听说在那个车站，很多的公共场所贴了很多个广告。
I heard that the advertisement has been posted at a lot of the train stations, and public, and all sorts of public
spaces. 2011年5月21号，这要世界末日。 有没有听过这个消息?
That says on May 21st, 2011 is the judgment day. Has any of you seen those advertisements?
5月21号就是今天呢。
So May 21st is today.
那个在电台广播的那个牧师，叫做 Hello Camping 嘛。
We know that the family radios, the preacher, his name is Harold Camping.
其实他已经预言过一次，说1994年世界要末日。
He's actually prophesied once already. It was back in 1994, and he declared it as the end of the world.
后来没有实现。
And since it was not fulfilled,
所以很多人打电话到电台骂他假先知。
And many people call family radio and blamed him and actually label him as a false prophet.
他说，我讲那个世界末1994年，我后面还打一个问号。
But in his statement, in his response, he said, "Well, I said it was 1994, and I put a question mark afterwards."
所以他后来说，他那个时候计算错了。So
he made another statement saying that he had miscalculated.
所以他现在重新计算。
So he recalculated.
所以世界末日应该是在2011年5月21号。
He recalculated judgment day and thinks that it's going to be May 21st, 2011.
不过我们知道说啊，这不可能实现的啦。
But we know that this is impossible to be true.
啊，因为圣经很清楚讲啊。
Because the Bible very clearly tells us
世界会有末日，这是没有错的。
There will be the end of the world. This is true.
啊，但是正确的日子时辰没有人知道。
But nobody knows the exact timing of this day.
如果说哪一天啊，世界末日啊，啊，这个就是异端，这个没有圣经根据。
So if anyone ever declares whichever day, whichever year is the judgment day, then it's definitely heresy.
我们看马太福音24章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章
Matthew 24
35节
Verse 35
马太福音二十四章35节
Matthew 24:35
天地要废去我的话却不能废去36节
36
但那日子那时辰没有人知道连天上的使者也不知道子也不知道唯独父知道所以主耶稣在这里很清楚讲啊这个天地会废去的
So here Lord Jesus very clearly stated that heaven and earth will pass away
啊但是这个正确的时间啊哪一天啊什么时候世界的末日没有人知道的
But no one knows about the day or hour
耶稣说啊天使也不知道
Lord Jesus here says that not even the angels in heaven know.
就是主耶稣自己当时他说他也不知道。
Nor when Lord Jesus spoke these words, he said that he did not know.
因为那个时间啊，主有天父啊，真神他知道。
Because the day and the hour of it is only known by the Father.
所以正确的时间没有人知道的。
So nobody knows the exact timing.
主是说啊，有一些预兆。啊，然后我们看到这些预兆，知道说很近了，但是你不知道哪一天。
But we can, there are signs, and from those signs, we can see that the day is near, but we do not know the exact timing.
哎呀，我们也不要因为这个世界末日的预兆啊感到惊慌，而是要我们做预备。
But do not be nervous and fearful of this end of the day, end of the earth.
所以有的人说啊，世界末日到了啊，大家把财产什么都变卖掉啊，跑到山上去等啊，这个是不合道理的。
But rather prepare ourselves. So there are folks who said that since it's the end of the world, or the end of the world is near, let's sell off our possessions and go live as a hermit in the mountain.
圣经里面是教我们说，我们该尽的本分要尽到最后。
But that is not the right attitude. The Bible teaches us that we should fulfill our responsibilities and duties to the end.
你该做工要做工，你该读书要读书。
If it's your duty to work, then work. If it's your duty to study, then study.
这是我们人该尽的本分啊。
These are the basic responsibilities of a human being.
还要一直做到主耶稣来那一天。
And we must do so until the day Lord Jesus comes.
所以一方面我们要过正常的生活，但是这是道理要守住。
So on one hand, we must live our life, a normal life, and then we also must hold on to the truth.
啊，预备好我们自己呀，啊，啊，当主耶稣来的，我们能够很安然的被主耶稣接回去。
And to prepare ourselves so that when Lord Jesus comes, we can be peacefully received.
啊，这才是我们应该有的正确的生活态度。
This is then the correct attitude that we should have while living in earth.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
第六节。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 6.
彼得后书三章第六节。
2 Peter 3, 6.
我们从第五节开始看。
Let's start reading
三章五节。
2 Peter chapter 3, starting verse 5.
三章五节。
2 Peter 3,
5. 说他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天。便从水而吃借水而成的地第六节
Verse 6
故土当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了第七节
7
但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留直留到不敬虔的人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火焚烧 那这一章里面都会讲到世界将有末日的事情。
So this entire chapter talks about the end of the world.
啊，当然有的人呢，他们不相信。
And talks about how some people do not believe that this will happen.
啊，所以讥诮说啊，怎么可能有这样的事情
？They actually mocked and asked how could this be possible.
啊，那彼得就讲啊，古时候挪亚的世代，因为人的罪很重，神用洪水把他们灭掉。
So Peter mentioned that in the ancient times, because of people's sins, God actually destroyed the earth through the flood.
啊，将来这个世界啊，会一直流到人罪恶满盈的时候，神会用火把它灭掉。
So then, afterwards, the earth will continue to exist, but be filled with sin until the point where God will destroy everything by fire.
他说这个世界还会存留啊，啊，就不是说主耶稣的所讲的话落空了。
So just because the world is still in existence does not mean that God did not, Lord Jesus did not fulfill his promise.
而是他在宽容我们世人。
But rather, he's having mercy on the human beings.
因为如果主耶稣突然来到了，我们没有准备好，我们就失掉了得救的机会。
Because if he suddenly comes and we are not yet prepared, then we lose the chance for salvation.
主耶稣啊，希望我们人人都能够悔改得救，他不愿意我们沉沦。
Because he wants every one of us to repent and be saved and not a single one of us to fall.
所以这个末日还没有来到，就是给我们一个宽容的机会。
So the fact that end of the world is not here yet, it's Lord Jesus giving us a chance.
所以我们就要在道理上追求进步，让我们真正认识神，对我们将来的得救有正确的把握。
So that during this time we can continue to pursue God, understand His word, and have a confidence in the future.
啊，当主来的时候，我们就能够安然见主。
So when Lord comes, we can go to Lord peacefully.
啊，所以我们现在啊，是生活在这个世界末了的啊，末日快要临近之前的这个时代。
So we are living in this time before the end of the world. We are the end of the
world. 所以要紧就是我们生活在这样的世代当中，我们要认识世代，我们要做好准备。
So the most important part of living during this time is to recognize that we are living in this end times and that we must prepare ourselves.
我们看启示录十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章。
Revelation 12.
启示录十二章
Revelation 12
我们看第一节
Revelation 12 verse 1
启示录十二章第一节
Revelation 12 verse 1、
啊、这里讲到天上现出大异象、啊、有一个妇人身披柱头脚踏月亮头戴十二星的冠冕第二节
Verse 2.
她怀孕啊，在生产的艰难中疼痛呼叫。好，那这个启示录比较深一点哈。
The book of Revelation is low. Deeper meaning.
啊，那这个都是关系世界末日之前要发生的事情。
And all the recordings in this book are related to all the events that will occur before the judgment day.
啊，所以这个要主耶稣圣灵帮助我们，啊，我们可以根据圣经来做解释。
And therefore, we must really seek for the Holy Spirit's guidance to help us understand some of these passages.
这里所讲的妇人呢、啊，是主的神的教会。
So here, the women reference in verse 1 is referring to the church of
God. 而教会就是耶稣基督的新妇啊。
Because the church is the new bride of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说他身披柱头。
Here it says the woman is clothed with the sun.
啊，就是披戴耶稣基督啊，啊，就是有耶稣基督的荣美啦，哈，耶稣的，耶稣基督各样的美德啊。啊，披在我们身上。
What he's saying is this woman is clothed with all sorts of good deeds and good.
因为教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
啊，他说脚踏月亮。
And here also says that with the moon under her feet.
啊，这个月亮是象征黑暗的权势。
And this moon actually represents the power of darkness.
所以这个教会啊，能够得胜啊，世界啊罪恶的权势跟阴间的权柄。
So this picture depicts and tells us that the church can overcome the power of the darkness and of Hades.
啊，头戴十二星的冠冕。
And then it says that she has a crown of 12 stars.
啊，这个星是主的使徒啊，啊，这个主的使徒他们是啊，主耶稣所拣选的啊，全权被救恩的。
And these stars refer to the apostles, so the 12 apostles who are preaching the perfect gospel.
所以这个教会的真理要建造在使徒跟先祖的根基上。
So this is why church is established on the foundation of these apostles.
所以信徒能够得到那个生命的冠冕，荣耀的冠冕。
The apostles in the gospel, and therefore the believers will then receive that glorious crown.
所以这里所讲的这个妇人啊，是主的神的教会。
So this woman here again refers to the church of God.
然后说她在怀孕中啊，在生产的艰难中啊。疼痛呼叫。
Verse 2 tells us that this woman is pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth.
这里面讲到说一个信徒啊，啊要把它改造成为一个完美的圣徒。
In the Bible, it records that in order for a believer to be transformed to a perfect believer.
保罗说好像经过那个生产的艰难一样。
Paul describes it as going through the difficulties of giving birth.
啊，然后才能够让耶稣基督啊，真正的成型在一个人的身上。
And that's how a believer can allow Lord Jesus to become fully formed and part of a believer.
啊，所以这个妇人呢、啊，要生小孩子啊，啊，就是信徒要改造成为一个完美的圣徒。
So this woman is about to give birth. It's talking about the transformation of the believers to become a perfect believer.
说我们常常祷告啊，常常在听道理，就是来生命让我们生命更新啊，成为真正神的儿女。
So we come to the services often and we pray often in order to become a renewed believer.
说将来这个孩子啊。啊，能够成圣完全了 啊，就被带到宝座前了 啊，在那边服侍神。
So once this child becomes sanctified and becomes perfect, it can be brought before the crown to serve.
啊，另外说有一个大鹏龙啊，在那个妇人前面要把那个妇人所生的孩子要把它吃掉。
If we continue to read, it also mentions that there is a red dragon that's trying to eat the women.
啊，这圣经里面所讲的大红龙是主的撒旦魔鬼。
To devour the woman's child, and so this red dragon refers to.
他非常的残忍呐、
啊。He's very cruel.
但是他有能力。
But he has power as well.
他要跟神的教会作对。
He is enemies against God's church.
他要把神的百姓啊，把他吞吃掉。
And wanting to devour the citizens of God.
啊，所以那些成圣的信徒啊。啊、撒旦就没有力量啊，来破坏他们。
For those believers who have been sanctified, that's then they become out of the reach of Satan.
因为他们在完全来可以带到神的宝座前，在那边蒙保守。
Because they have been perfected and brought before the crown, before the seat of God.
啊，那还没有完全的一些圣徒啊，还要在旷野当中继续受操练。
But for those believers who have not been sanctified and perfect, then they are still being trialed in the wilderness.
当然这个训练当中啊，有神的保守，但是也有魔鬼的迷惑。
And of course, in all of these trials, there's God is watching over them, but there are still temptations from Satan.
因为魔鬼啊，就是到处游行啊，想要吞吃那个啊可吞吃的人啊。
Because Satan is wandering around the, trying to devour whoever he could reach.
我们看12章的14节 ,15 节呢。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 15.
启示录12章15节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 15. 12
章15节。
Revelation 12, 15.
说蛇就在妇人的身后啊啊从口中吐出来。吐出水来像河一样要将妇人冲去。16节。
16。
啊，地切帮助妇人开口吞了从龙口吐出来的水。
好，
这里讲到说那个大龙啊，就一直吐水，要把那个妇人把它冲走。
Here says that the serpent keep on spitting water like a river, trying to overtake the women.
后来地啊就裂开了，把水都吸收掉了。
But then the earth opened up and swallowed the water.
啊，但是龙还是要跟那个妇人呐、啊。啊，这个儿女跟他们征战哈。
It continues to record that this dragon continues to fight, with the women and.
啊，所以从这个故事里面就看到说、啊，魔鬼一直都是要跟神的选民作战，对立的。
So from this story, from this vision, we can tell that Satan is always in enemy position. With,
要逼迫教会啊，要吞吃神的选民。
Satan wants to persecute the church and wants to devour the chosen people.
啊，有时候想要用正面的攻击啊，但是神的保守啊，啊，所以这些圣徒不会受伤害。
And thanks to God's protection, these believers are not harmed by Satan.
啊，那这个蛇啊，古蛇这个龙啊，啊，就在用吐水的，要把这个妇人把它冲走。
And the serpent is also, in verse 15, records as trying to overtake the woman, sweep her away via water.
啊，这个冲水啊，是代表这个各样啊、异端啊、错误的教训啊、罪恶的潮流啦。
The spitting of water actually refers to all sorts of heresies, false teachings.
啊，各种属世的迷惑啊，爱要让神的选民啊受影响。
And all sorts of temptations of this world to in order to influence and affect the chosen people of God.
所以我们知道说啊，在这个社会当中啊，有很多那个错误的思想观念啊，还有一些啊罪恶的潮流。
So we know that in this world today, there are many false teachings of very negative value systems, beliefs, and also sinful.
所以信徒啊，有时候很容易受影响。
And sinful concepts that that can easily influence the believers.
所以圣经里面叫我们说啊，我们就要跟世界啊能够分别出来。
So that's why the Bible teaches us that we must separate ourselves from the world.
啊，才不会掉入那个魔鬼的陷阱里面。
In order to not fall into Satan's trap.
我们看利未记的十一章。
Let's go to Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记的十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
第九节。
Verse
9. 利未记十一章第九节。
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 9.
说水中可吃的乃是这些。凡在水里、海里、河里有刺有鳞的，都可以吃。十节。
Ten。
凡在海里、河里，并一切水里游动的活物啊，无刺无鳞的，你们都以为可证。十一节。
Eleven。
啊，这些无刺无鳞以为可证的，你们不可吃它的肉，死的也当以为可证。十二节。
12.
凡水里无刺无鳞的，你们都当以为可证。啊，犹太人当然他们是按字迹啊在说。
So the Jewish people observe these laws.
所以他们在出东西的时候啊，有些不洁净的东西他们不敢吃的。
They observe the laws literally. So when they're eating, if there are things that are considered unclean,
包括野兽，包括那个鱼类，包括昆虫
，including the animals, some of the wild animals, some of the seafood, and even the bugs.
啊，还有鸟类
，and certain types of birds.
洁净的才可以吃，不洁净的他们不敢吃。
They could only eat the ones that are cleansed and not the ones that are unclean.
啊，所以对水族来讲，哈。他们那个虾不吃。
So if you look
at, 鳗鱼也不可以吃。
If you look at some of the orthodox Jews, they do not eat shrimp, they do not eat
eel. 当然龙虾也不可以吃。
And no lobsters.
啊，因为那个都是水族当中啊，无刺无鳞的。
Because these kind of seafood are the ones without fins or scales.
啊，所以鱼类啊，要有鳍有鳞的才可以吃。
So they can only eat the fish that has the fins and scales.
啊，但是我们知道说，到了新约时代啊，我们就不要按照这个字迹来说。
We know that when it comes to the New Testament time, no longer need to follow these laws literally.
啊，因为 主耶稣曾经对彼得讲啊。
Because Lord Jesus once told Peter.
很多人呢，主是说起来杀了。
So he asked Peter to take all of these animals and just kill them.
彼得说啊，主啊，我不敢，我从来这些不洁净的都没有吃过。
But Peter said, "No, I'm afraid to do so because I've never eaten anything unclean."
主耶稣说啊，神认为洁净的，你不要再把它当作不洁净了。
That's when Lord Jesus responded, "If God considered them clean, you cannot consider them unclean."
啊，当然，借着这个意象是告诉他说。你要到那个哥尼德的家里，他虽然是外邦人，你要到他们家里把福音传给他们。
But of course, through this vision, what God was trying to tell Peter is to preach, to the Gentile Cornelius.
那另外一方面也让我们知道说，旧约时代的一些律法。
But on the other hand, this also teaches us that there are certain, some laws from the Old Testament.
啊，像这些啊，洁净的条例。我们现在不要按照旧约的字句来守。
Such as these rules around clean and unclean food in this chapter, we no longer need to observe them that are recorded in the Old Testament.
啊，但是要明了它真正的意义是什么。
But we must understand the meaning behind these laws.
从这个鱼类啊，洁净的就是有鳍跟有鳞的鱼。
So for example, here says that the clean fish are the ones with fins and scales.
啊，因为这个有鳞的鱼啊。啊，它有那个鳞片啊，保护着身体。
Because the, these fish have all the scales to protect your body.
虽然在那个污浊的水中啊，啊，它不会受影响。
So even if they are in very unclean water, with this layer of protection,
有鳞片啊，把自己保护着。
They have this layer of protection that prevent them from all the unclean.
还有这个鱼啊，有鳍的话。啊，不会被那个水把它水的潮流把它冲湿掉。
有鳍，
就鱼里面哈、啊，鱼的身上有那个鳍啊。
鳞，跟鳞一样吗？还是
鳞片哦，鳞片是一片啊，鳍是那个会游泳的。
哦、oh, ，the fins，
翅膀啊。
Okay, the fins. So if the fish has fins, then it would not be be kind of, it could actually swim on its own rather than be taken away by water.
从上游一直往下游。
So the fish can swim from upstream to downstream.
但是我们看到说啊，很多的鱼啊会往上游啊一直冲一直跳。
But we see that there are certain fish, who could go against the current, from downstream to upstream.
啊，我们最清楚的就是像那个鲑鱼啦，沙门。
The most clear example, well-known example is salmon.
啊，那个沙门哦，那个鱼啊，出生的时候在山上啊。
We know that when salmon are born,
水源的地方
they're actually at a higher place, such as.
啊，那会一直游，一直游到大海中。
But they can go downstream all the way to into the ocean.
啊，然后会从大海又回游回去。
But they can also swim backwards from the ocean back to their birthplace.
回到他本来啊出生的地方。
They can swim up against the current upstream to where they were born.
啊，所以有很多人啊，到加拿大特别要去看那个鲑鱼的回流。
So a lot of people when they visit Canada, they especially want to watch how the salmon return to.
有的要回去啊，一直跳啊，跳的全身都是伤啊，这样。
And they would swim against the current, and even though they might get scarred along the way, but they actually make it.
所以这个有鳍有鳞的鱼啊，不会被那个脏水把它冲湿掉。
So having fins and scales actually help these fish from being washed away by the current.
它可以逆水而上。
And they can go against the current.
啊，这个就是告诉我们了、啊，虽然这个罪世界上有很多的罪恶世界的潮流。
So this tells us that in this world, even though there is a lot of sin and all sorts of worldly beliefs,
不管是一些思想观念
be it some of the worldly beliefs,
啊，或者是一些罪恶的啊风气
or some of the sinful rituals or culture,
啊，但是因为我们有神的道，有神的灵保守啊，我们不会受影响。
But because we have the protection from God's words and His spirit, we will not be affected.
能够在这个世界当中啊，成为独基的神的选民。
So that we can be the chosen people, the separated chosen people on the earth.
我们早上就先谈到这里哈。
And we will leave it at here.
我们来唱诗467首。
Let's all sing hymn 467.
467.
467.